Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen. Today we're going to talk about kids as a second language, which is the title of this week's A Dad's Point of View column. I may talk a little bit about politics with Sherrilyn Lebon and certainly rant a little bit myself because it's hard to ignore what is going on. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and there's a drop-down menu with all sorts of goodies. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. I also hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We finally, thank you very much, passed the 5,000 likes mark. Hopefully we will stay above that, given that people drop in and out. We're at 5,002. So I hope we stay above and continue to grow. Also, if you would like to stay in the loop, you can sign up and receive my newsletter on the homepage at brucesalen.com. You will get a weekly update of all that I'm doing and nothing more. You will not be put on any spam list. Trust me. I hate it. I don't do it to other people. Today, we do have our regular guest lineup of Sherrilyn Lebon for political talk, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap, and then Dr. Jennifer for therapy talk or therapy rap. I'm not sure what I should be calling these segments, whether it's rap or talk. Would love to get some feedback on what you think is a more interesting name, rap or talk. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Knows His Shakespeare. And tonight at Dad Chat, for those listening live in Santa Barbara, we are going to be chatting about mistakes we all make in social media, and importantly as well, the mistakes that our kids make, because these mistakes can follow you forever. I am inaugurating a brand new chat this Sunday. So many of you listening to the show on my other stations nationwide will actually be able to hear this in time to join us. It will be Sunday at noon Pacific time or 3 p.m. East Coast time, and it is called Pet Rap, P-E-T-R-A-P, and it's a pet lovers community. Humans are invited, though dogs and cats are primarily our intended target demographic. And our first week, we will have a photo contest, and there will be two winners and two prizes. Key thing about this new community, it's not going to be about pet politics. It's going to be for pet lovers. I don't believe in the politics of many organizations, very much so PETA. So this is going to be about loving our pets, not advocating on their behalf, other than, of course, I will probably do some chats that deal with adopting at your shelters, supporting your shelters, that sort of thing. But it's not going to be a political chat at all. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, a bee vlog, chapter 8. Now, this is the 8th bee vlog I've done. What is a bee vlog? A bee vlog is a book vlog. It is a video blog, and it is basically me reading a chapter from my ebook, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. It's only a few minutes long, and if you like it, you can certainly choose to purchase the book, which is a very expensive $2.99 for the e-reader versions, or $2.79, that's $2.79, or less than the cost of a latte, as a PDF, which you can get at brucesalen.com. So lots has been going on in Washington, and last week I did do quite a rant about the excesses and insanity that's going on. I want to just call your attention again to something you can find on YouTube. Judge Jeanine is one of the weekend hosts on Fox News, and last week on May 18th, you can find it on YouTube by looking up No One in This Administration Knows Anything, opening statement 5/18/13, preceded by Judge Jeanine. So just look up on YouTube, Judge Jeanine, that's J-E-A-N-I-N-E, No One in This Administration Knows Anything, opening statement 5/18/13. I don't think you'll need all that, but I thought she encapsulated what's going on beautifully. And while it's now a week old and the scandal just continues to grow, or these scandals continue to grow, I would recommend that as a good primer on what's going on and what may lay ahead. Richard, can we do a life lesson today? Okay, let's do a life lesson and see how well it relates to what we're going to be talking about.
You got to action with the positive E-L-M-I.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. There is no such thing as quality time. I learned early on in my parenting that the often quoted notion of quality time was pure bunk. The only thing that matters to our children is quantity time, since the only time they will open up is when they are good and ready. You can't schedule time with your children the way you might with a business appointment, and the moments that will surprise you the most are when you least expect it. There is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. Let me repeat, there is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be. Bruce Salen, that's one of you. I continue to believe that's one of the most important things I've ever written and ever said, that there's no such thing as quality time. The only thing that kids really understand is quantity time. And I think the whole quality time thing was born from my wonderful generation from the 60s out of selfish interest in keeping busy with their own careers and then just scheduling quality time and thinking that was good enough for kids. Kids don't work on quality time. They only work on quantity time. For what it's worth, sponsor slots are open if you'd like to sponsor this show. Just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. We're going to have special guest Sherilyn Laban coming up after this break, so stay tuned.